Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
There's this doomsday clock, Steve Miggs. It was created by the Bulletin of the Atomic Scientists back in 1947 to represent just how close humanity is to a global catastrophe.
Okay.
And this is primarily due to nuclear threats, climate change, emerging technologies.
Like AI and things along those lines, yep.
So in 2024, the clock was set at 90 seconds to midnight, which is the closest that it has ever been.
I don't even understand what that means. Like, I mean, I know it's representative of something, but up until, honestly, today, I didn't even realize there was an actual clock that they're looking at. And they have it. I don't know if you've seen the clock.
Yes.
It looks like they bought it from IKEA. It's kind of like this like super kind of artsy fartsy wacky looking clock thing.
It's almost like cartoony.
Yes.
So this is the closest it's ever been until 2025 happened.
It is now 89 seconds to midnight. This is the closest the world has ever been to midnight.
Well, great. I'm glad 2025 is off to a great start.
It's going to be our year for sure. So this leads us to want to ask a simple question. We'll talk to Chris in Smoky Point with that simple question. And that simple question is this. What do you absolutely need to get done before doomsday hits?
Oh, the clock's ticking.
I have a pre-planned out bunker that I'm going to build next to my house. It's going to be about 200 yards away from the house, and it's four shipping containers all sealed together below ground about 100 feet, and that'll keep, even in if a nuclear winter hit, that would keep ambient temperature enough to survive even if the permafrost hit.
Chris, I love that you have this all mapped out and ready to go.
Oh, yes. I have the plans. I have the drawings. I have everything all done up, how I want my entrance to be, everything.
You have room for four more. We'll do a podcast in there.
Sure do. I have the radio system and everything all set up.
Let's go.
That's awesome.
We're broadcasting live from Chris's bunker.
To no one.
To Chris.
206.
How come Chris is the only person that calls into our show now?
803 Rock. Chuck at Martha Lake, what are you going to absolutely have to get done before doomsday hits?
I've got to get my tattoo finished.
Yeah.
What's your tattoo of?
Yeah. It's a Red Sox logo B with a four-leaf clover. I got it started the week after my grandfather passed away. It was from Boston.
Oh, that's a nice tribute. And where is it on your body?
It's on my left rib cage.
Oh, that's not a fun spot. You really want to go into that much pain before the world ends?
Might as well.
Yeah.
You know, I stare at it all the time, and I'm like, why haven't I finished that yet? You know, you have kids, you have a house, other bills come up.
But, Chuck, I don't know if you're like me, though. The older I get, I have all these plans of getting more tattoos. I'm just like, I don't know if I really want to go through the pain of the tattoo again.
We're getting wimpy in our old age. We're getting soft.
Very.
206-803-ROCK. John in Tacoma, what do you absolutely need to get done before doomsday hits?
I need to go skydiving.
Ooh, wow. Is this for the first time?
Yeah, first time.
What compels you to want to go skydiving so bad? Is it just something that's been on your bucket list for a long time?
It has. I am an adrenaline junkie. I love doing things that just get the heart really pumping and going.
So what's the last thing you did that got your heart pumping?
Last thing I did was I jumped off of a cliff into the Sandy River last summer.
I'd be too terrified to do that. I feel like I would just time it wrong. I've back in college, we used to have like a little thing where you go cliff jumping. It wasn't anything massive. It was like two stories high, but still scary. And I remember thinking, like, I'm just like a couple inches away from a disaster. And one of our buddies that did it came so close.
No.
Like, we all freaked out. We thought he bonked his head.
And oh,
like,
my gosh.
That was the last time we did that.
You ever see those freaks that do, like, gainers off of those, too?
No.
You really? Like, you know what a gainer is?
No.
It's like a... It's like a reverse backflip, kind of. So you jump off the cliff.
Why don't you just say a reverse backflip?
Because it's called a gainer.
You got to get the gainers,
oh
bro.
Oh, my God.
Sick gainer.
Sick gainer, bro.
You gainering tonight? Is that what they call it? Are we gainering?
Hey, it's Gemma Spegg, host of the Open Mind Original podcast, Mantra. Every Monday, I'll bring you a new mantra, a simple yet powerful phrase to help you clear your mind and stay grounded amidst the chaos. I'll also share some personal stories, journal prompts, and a weekly challenge to bring each mantra to life. Follow and listen to Mantra, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Open Mind Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.